Bibles as we begin this morning for our baptism to Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. There are two great ordinances, we'll call them, in the church. On the first Sunday of each month, the first ordinance we celebrate is the Lord's Communion. There is nothing magic about celebrating communion. It is a testimony of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. The second ordinance that we celebrate will be this morning, and that is baptism. Now let me talk about that for a little bit, because there's a lot of unbiblical teaching. Be very careful of preachers, me included. You should be grabbing your Bible. Don't read what preacher books say, you read what the Word says. Remember that? Be careful of these study Bibles. Why? They put the preacher's opinion on the same page as the Word of God. Run when that happens. We want to talk about what it means to be baptized. Well, we call it here an ordinance. We don't call it what some do. Some would call this a sacrament. What do they mean by the word? Have you ever heard the word sacrament before? Well, that word is Latin, and it comes over and means sacred. And what some preachers would try to tell you, especially the one that wear robes and a lot of jewelry, you know, that's why, you know why they wear those robes and a lot of jewelry and the suits and the ties. They're trying to tell you they're superior to you. And that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says priesthood of all believers. The only reason why I stand up here is so you can see me. So when Julie throws the tomatoes at me for the Hawaiian dance that I tried to perpetrate, she'll be able to hit me very clearly. But listen, the word sacrament means that somehow by taking baptism, you get extra special points with God. That it can communicate salvation to you. It can't do any of that. It's not a sacrament. It doesn't do it. If you think baptism saves you, all of those who are getting baptized this morning, if you think baptism saves you, tell me, because you don't want to get baptized. It doesn't. What is baptism? Well, we call it an ordinance. Why? It's a testimony. It's a public witness of your choice to follow Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord. And you will be telling people today, for those of you who are being baptized, that you identify with Him. That you are, as the Bible says, in Christ. And that by your trusting in Jesus, which saves you, you want to be just like Him. Do you know that's what baptism is about? Theologians fill books. I've got one guy's got 12 volumes. That's where, because theology takes what the Bible says simply and they have to make it complex. That's why doctors use their esoteric little vocabulary that you go, what in the wide world are you talking about? That's what preachers do sometimes. What is baptism? It's a witness. It's a testimony that you are telling people this morning that you have decided to follow Jesus and you trust Him as your Savior. As a matter of fact, Paul makes that very clear in Galatians 3, 26 and 27. For you all are children of God through sacraments of this, that, and the other. What's it say in your Bible? Trust in what Jesus has done. You know what draws down God's great grace? His unmerited favor? Faith. When you say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, that's what gets God's attention. Is when you say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. It got Jesus' attention every time when someone came up to him and said, Lord, be merciful to me. I am a sinner. Look what he says. For you all are children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now there's what baptism is all about. There's no magic in it. It's a picture. It's a witness. The people that will get baptized this morning want to tell people that they have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. They have said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that they want to put on Christ. Do you know the term in the original means? They want to be clothed with Christ. You know, that's the only thing that God cares about when you come in the morning worship service. There are churches out there that will say, no shirt, no shoes, no worship service. That's not what Jesus taught. Jesus taught, it's not on the outside of a person that defiles someone. It's what's on the inside. And the baptism this morning is a witness that you want to put on Jesus Christ. That you want to be like Him. Remember last week when we were studying in Hebrews? The book of Hebrews talked about being like Jesus. If you want to be like Jesus, let everybody know. Get baptized. Let them know that you don't want to be like the preacher. I'm crazy. You want to be like Jesus. If you'll be like Jesus, you know what Jesus loved? Sinners. Jesus always got criticized for whom he went around with, and Jesus went around with sinners, and the sinners loved Jesus. But you know whom Jesus didn't like? And they didn't like him? The self-righteous. And that's what I see in a lot of Christianity is self-righteousness. Paul said, our righteousness is filthy rags. You know, if you listen to a lot of preachers, they want you to think like them. Read their study Bible. What baptism teaches is you want to read God's Word. You want to be like Jesus. And that's what these people this morning will testify to. Very simply put, baptism is a witness to say, I want to be just like my Savior. Who forgave me for all of my sins. That's what it's all about. It's a witness. It's a testimony of what has already happened.